Here's a question concerning the Word of God. Can you please explain Hebrews 4:12? Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the Word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intentions of the heart." Let's take a close look at this precious verse. There are five things said about God's Word here. God's Word is living. One has said that God's Word is intrinsically possessed of life, even as He is, whose Word it is. In John 6:63, Jesus said, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life." God's Word is powerful. The Word has the power to save souls, as we see in Romans 1:16. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth." God's Word is sharp. Like a two-edged sword, the Word both commends and condemns. The Lord Jesus used it in the church of Pergamos for this purpose, as we see in Revelation 2:12. "And to the angel of the church at Pergamos write, These things saith he, which hath a sharp sword with two edges." God's Word is piercing. It searches into the deepest parts of man's being and is able to distinguish between what is soulish or emotional from what is truly spiritual. God's Word is discerning. It is able to judge men's thoughts and motives and bring conviction to us. Before I was saved, I thought the Word of God was a book of fiction filled with contradictions and myths. I actually set out to prove that the Bible was simply written by men who were delusional and that it couldn't be trusted. In a word, I was a critic who was judging the Word of God. Can you guess what happened? The more I read the Word, the more convinced I became that it was supernatural in its origin, and in time, it proved to me that I was a sinner and needed salvation and eternal life. I started out judging the Word, and it ended up judging me. I often say that I tried to prove the Bible was wrong, but it proved me wrong. By God's grace, the Word did give me life, and by its power I was saved. I experienced the truth of these five things, and now I love to tell people to read it for themselves, knowing it can do for them what it did for me.